Be satisfied today and leave your contentment and your satisfaction for tomorrow to the same God who provides today. This is a righteous kind of contentment. Now, there is, just a little bit of a contrast, there is a sinful kind of contentment. Some people are content with their sin, and that's not the kind of contentment I'm talking about. Like the wicked brothers of Joseph, who hated Joseph, you remember, they threw him in a pit, and they waited for an appropriate moment to get rid of him altogether, to sell him into slavery. And Genesis 37:27 says they sold Joseph into slavery, and then the text says, and his brothers were content. Well, that's an evil contentment. They were content with their wickedness. They were content because their evil plot was successful, they thought. Some people are content with evil. Some people are content with less than God's best. We're talking about a true and pure kind of contentment. There's an illustration in Judges 17 of a man who decided to compromise in a serious way. You can read the story for yourself. And so he did. And he went directly against what God had designed for a priest to do. He violated the law of God. But he found in his violation a certain kind of contentment. It says he was content. Again, that's an illustration of a sinful kind of content. You will find other occasions that is indicated in the Scripture. Another one is Pilate, who, according to Mark 15:15, gave Jesus over to be crucified, and it says, because he wanted to bring content to the people. Well, there is an evil kind of satisfaction. And unregenerate people can find a certain satisfaction in their disobedience. That's not the kind we're talking about. I want to focus on the pure kind of contentment that God desires of us. And it is true that there is a disturbing amount of discontent among Christians. And it's not just material discontent. It's discontent with life partners. It's discontent with family circumstances. It's discontent with the way you look or the way you're shaped or the way your circumstances are falling out in life. There is just this incessant beleaguering assault to make us discontent. More things we think will make us content. Different circumstances will make us content. Living in a different place, having a different job, being surrounded by different people, having a better environment, having a different partner, having freedom from problems. So there is this brooding discontent, this lack of satisfaction in the provision that God has given to us. And this is a very serious sin. Discontent